From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm David Byrd reporting. Donald Trump is inaugurated as the 45th president of the United States, promising a new vision for the country. Under cloudy skies with a light rain, Trump told hundreds of thousands of people gathered on the National Mall in Washington that America would look after its own people and its own interests first. He said that for too long, politicians and corporations had enriched themselves while leaving the country behind.
January 20th, 2017 will be remembered as the day the people became the rulers of this nation again.
Trump said that his administration would restore jobs lost to overseas ventures while boosting U.S. employment with the reconstruction of the country's infrastructure, including roads, bridges, and rail lines.
America will start winning again, winning like never before. We will bring back our jobs. We will bring back our borders. We will bring back our wealth, and we will bring back our dreams.
The new president touched only briefly on U.S. foreign policy, but emphasized his administration would put the United States first in all decisions. He vowed to eradicate radical Islamic terrorism and said that America would respect the rights of all nations to govern themselves as they see fit. After a luncheon with members of Congress, the new First Family led the inaugural parade down Washington's Pennsylvania Avenue. The Trumps stopped the motorcade briefly to get out to wave to supporters in front of his new hotel. I'm David Byrd, and this is VOA News. Protesters clashed with police in Washington shortly after Donald Trump took the oath of office. Black-clad demonstrators smashed storefront windows and scattered broken glass along a major thoroughfare in downtown Washington. Hundreds of police used pepper spray to corner the group of about 75 protesters in the entrance of an office building. That began a standoff that ended with dozens of arrests. One protester told VOA that police had used tear gas, concussion grenades, and pepper spray to disperse the demonstrators who hid in alleyways and dumpsters. Defeated Gambian President Yahya Jammeh has agreed to relinquish power and leave the country, according to incoming President Adama Barrow. The decision came after Guinean President Alpha Conde and Mauritania's President Mohamed Ould Abdel Aziz arrived in Gambia's capital Friday to convince Jammeh to cede power, and leave the country. The 15-nation Economic Community of West African States had given Jammeh until midday local time to relinquish power. He asked for an extension, but then later agreed to step down. Adama Barrow narrowly won December's elections. Jammeh, who once vowed to rule Gambia for a billion years, initially accepted the results, but then changed his mind, citing alleged voting irregularities. A U.S. airstrike has killed more than 100 al-Qaeda fighters at a military training camp in Syria. A U.S. defense official told VOA Friday a Boeing B-52 strategic bomber had targeted the camp in Idlib province Thursday evening local time. The camp previously had been occupied by the militant group Jabhat Fateh al-Sham, formerly known as the al-Nusra Front, before al-Qaeda started using it for basic military training. The strike came just hours after two U.S. B-2 bombers killed more than 80 Islamic State fighters in two militant camps southwest of Sirte, Libya. Italian rescue teams say 10 people, including two children, were found alive Friday in a hotel buried by an avalanche nearly 2 days ago in the central part of the country. The avalanche hit the four-star Hotel Rigopiano on Wednesday in the town of Forindole and was likely triggered by a series of strong earthquakes that rattled the Abruzzo region. An update on Wall Street with all three major indices closing higher. European and Asian markets finished trading Friday mixed. For more, log on to our website, voanews.com. I'm David Byrd in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.